following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
When it's your hard-earned money on the line that you are investing into a home, it makes sense to choose a proven professional to assist you in making one of the biggest investments you may ever make. Josh's dedication of over 20 years to the home construction industry allows him to bring knowledge and experience to your doorstep. That means you can feel confident and comfortable with his service to you. Past clients love his attention to detail and thorough written reports. By allowing priceless inspections to help you make a well-informed decision concerning your property, you will find that a quality inspection is priceless. Follow Priceless Inspections on Facebook or call 315-525-8725.
Hi, this is attorney Nick Passalacqua. The team of attorneys I have assembled at Passalacqua & Associates has been carefully hand-picked to include the best trial attorneys in the particular areas of the law that we practice. Have you been charged with DWI or any other crime? Members of our team include former assistant district attorneys, now fighting to protect your rights 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have you or someone you love been seriously injured in a motor vehicle accident? Members of the team at Passalacqua & Associates include former insurance defense attorneys, now fighting to ensure that you get every penny you're entitled to. If you need legal help quick, don't waste your time or money calling anyone else. Remember, for legal help quick, you better call Nick and the team at Passalacqua & Associates, 315-500-NICK or 315-500-6425, or visit cnytriallaw.com today.
Hey. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Home Free. And I'm here tonight with my friend Billy Bassett from the new Flash Realty. Hi, Billy.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
So, how's it going so far with the new company?
Good. I mean, we have some growing pains. Pains being the wallet. But aside from that, everything is going good. Business is going good. We have the office completely set up now.
Oh, is it ready?
Yep.
Are you moved in?
Yeah. Yeah, we're completely ready. We actually just got the sign up today on the outside of the building.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to stop by.
Yep. And we're right in what I feel is a good, convenient location right off of Riskany Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're driving down Riskany Boulevard in Weisbro, you hopefully could see the big sign.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to swing by tomorrow or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And you're growing as far as agents too.
Yep. Right now we have only one right now. I haven't gone out and done any
too much recruiting.
Right. I haven't done any recruiting.
Well, I know you wanted to get the office set up too.
Yeah. I didn't want to go out and talk to agents or even do any recruiting or even talk to people that wanted to be recruited too much. Because I try to be in their shoes. If someone came to me, even if it was a good friend, like even if you came to me and you were like, oh, I was opening one, but right. You don't have anything in place yet. You know, I would, of course, I'd be excited and it would be something I would be looking into, but I would wait till you had the stuff in place that you were putting in place.
Right.
So that's what I wanted to do is make sure I had everything in place. And the office was probably the main thing that we wanted in place.
Yeah, have somebody, a place for everybody to go to work.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's very smart to do it that way.
Yeah, I know it's a very mobile business. You know, a lot of us are on the road. I mean, you probably know I wasn't in the office too much when we were together.
No, me neither.
And a lot of people are like that, but then you also have the traditional ones that like the forcefulness of the office, right, having to be at the office.
Well, sometimes you need the office. Yeah. You know, the office is like this. Well, you guys, not so much, but us girls, you know, we get some off the wall calls sometimes, you know, from, I saw your picture online and I really want you to show me this house at the end of a dirt road with no neighbors for 2 miles alone at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, can you meet us in the office?
Right.
And then we'll go over there.
Yeah, that makes sense. I had only one situation like that. I mean, I wasn't too worried. If I was a female, it'd be a different situation. Right. But I had a listing appointment. It was on way out in the country, dirt road. You know, of course, I wouldn't say the name of the road, but just to put out there, the name of the road was the last name of the owners.
Right.
So, you know, it was very secluded and just driving. I mean, it was in the middle of the woods, no cell service. And they had arrows that were saying, like, this way, because it was originally a for sale by owner.
Okay.
So they put it like a sign on main road, and then there were signs through the middle of the woods
that
would say, keep going, almost there, and stuff like that. And I was a little hesitant, thinking I might have stepped into the wrong turn movie. Thankfully, they were wonderful, wonderful people.
Yeah.
And that's, but you
a
never
lot
know.
Of times, yeah, that's what you'll find.
Yeah.
I had one very similar where the road, well, I'm going to call it a road. It was more like a towpath that kind of went between two cornfields.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this, and I had my, I think I had my Passat at the time. And I'm looking, and I'm like, shit. Am I really going to do this? Because, you know, there was a little bit of snow and it's a cornfield. I'm in a Passat, for God's sakes. But you know me, nothing's going to stop me from getting to a listing.
No, absolutely not.
I went through the cornfield and it was just like, at the end, it was a beautiful house. But I'm like, you seriously go through Children of the Corn to get to your house? I would be like, that would be in my mind every day coming home.
Make sure it's the showings are during the daytime. No one's going to want to go there at night, including myself.
No, exactly. I didn't either. I was like, yeah, this will be.
Yeah. I've had that one time with my GPS, which, you know, those things, I think they have a contract with the gas companies.
Oh, yeah. They take you the
longest way. And like an idiot, I always follow them. I'd be like, oh, you only got to go a mile up the road, and you've been there 100 times, but it'll tell me to take 10 turns, and I listen to it for some reason.
Well, yeah. It's like, I swear, once, and my husband could have killed me, I was in his Mustang. It was when I was with Jay on Jay's team. Mm-hmm. And we were going out to a listing. It was one of my friend's houses, and it was 68 acres in the woods, big, beautiful chalet. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. But we were on the other side of the town, and I didn't know how to get there through there. So I was like, all right, we have to GPS it. So it takes us down this seasonal road.
Yeah.
Which was not a seasonal road. It was a dried up riverbed. So I'm on this road in my husband's Mustang, which is lowered 7 inches and has a Borla million mile exhaust on it. Clink, 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 clink. And this was when Jay was heavier. So to back up, because there was no going any further after we got about a mile down this road. Poor Jay had to get out of the car, so it raised back up a little so that I could back up, because the rocks were hitting the exhaust. We were so low.
Yeah.
I really thought I was not going to survive that one.
Yeah, I had one with GPS. This actually isn't real estate related, but GPS related. Drove out to Cooperstown. I can't remember where we went out there, but it was a normal drive. You know, the Cooperstown drive is a lot of country regardless.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But then on the way back, it was dark, and it sent us one way, and I turned down this road, and I could just see that it was a dirt road in the middle of nowhere, and it said 20 miles, and I was not having it. I turned right around, and I'm like, I'm going to guess.
It'll recalculate.
Yeah, I'm going to the highway, and we'll eventually get home, and thankfully it worked out. I'm here.
I hate when that happens. Yeah. My husband and I, we were coming, also not real estate, we were coming back from a party in Floyd, and this was before I was in real estate, and I didn't realize Davis Road kind of turns to a dirt road, and then back to a real road.
Yeah.
So we're going down Davis Road, and he's intoxicated, so I was driving, and no, keep going. I'm like, I'm in the woods, this is a trail, what are you doing? He's like, just keep going. Of course he's drunk, so I'm not believing him, and I'm like, oh,
Yeah.
Fucking kill them here. But no, it came out on road, and I'm like,
it worked Jesus out.
They need to have the GPS. Just put a little brown spot on the
yeah, if it's thing. A dirt
if it's gonna be dirt road or rocks or
just put like a crossbones or something.
Yes, call it crossbones.
It, just so
Deliverance.
You don't have to go that way.
Near, 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 near.
They should do a. I don't know. They might, so they could plug it if they do. But they should do a paranormal type show on
yeah.
there. Those are real popular. I listen to them now and then. I'm really into that stuff, and that was making me think of that. All those
just all the backwoods, and
yeah.
Children of the Corn.
Yeah, and you mentioned Floyd, and yeah. My business partner. He actually grew up in Floyd. He grew up in Utica,
mm-hmm.
moved to Floyd, and I always had a running joke with him because he was from Utica, and then you go there that he lived in a place of unsolved mysteries. You know, the TV show Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes.
Which my dad used to watch and scared the heck out of me every single night. It was hard to sleep. But anyways, that's what we would say to him, that it was like Unsolved Mysteries. You'd see Bigfoot, UFOs, and all this stuff. And
mm-hmm.
that just made me think of that. And we actually did see a UFO one time.
Where?
In Floyd. Well, technically Whitesboro, but coming from Floyd. So that was fun. And, you know, it would be a good paranormal story sometime.
We'll have to get him on that.
Yeah.
That and the Star Wars show.
Yeah, they can mix them.
Yeah.
Sci-fi, paranormal.
Yeah, and just general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it'd be like the podcast of Seinfeld, like the show about nothing, but just all yeah. scattered everything.
The show about everything.
Yeah.
But nothing.
Right.
So what else has been new? Besides the company, you know, you're going to start recruiting now that you do have an office. Because
yeah.
I saw that you did have a post up on Facebook.
Yep. So. Yeah. And I do actually have two agents that are currently taking the course.
You did say that. Yeah.
Yep, and I think they're probably close to finishing up.
That's good.
You know, so I'll have them. And I kind of like the newbies, you know, that are coming up.
Because they don't come with any mistakes.
Exactly.
They're not any bad habits. You can train them the way you want.
Absolutely. And that's kind of my big thing is training, coaching, and mentoring. Because, yeah. you know, I've been at a few firms and I felt like that's something that I missed. That
right.
I didn't really
where they
get.
Just.
Yeah, you have your license. Here
There's
you
your
go.
License. Congratulations.
Yep.
Let me know how it works
out
for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's something that I want to change, at least with mine. Because I feel, you know, I always like put myself in the shoes of everyone else.
Right.
You know, even with buyers.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And when I get a listing, I always tell the sellers, I'm like, imagine you are the one coming to look at your home. Make it so that you would actually want to buy this
right.
home all over again.
What do you want to see?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And then also you got to go through afterwards and pick out all the personal oddities that might not be universal to all buyers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I definitely understand, you know, the part about, you know, bringing just two or three on at a time because – That's what we want to do. You know, we brought on our first agent.
Yeah, congrats. I saw
thank
that.
Thank you.
And she's already doing very well.
Oh, my God. She's killing it. She sold almost a $300,000 house.
Wow.
And then she listed and sold one in one day
wow.
over in New Hartford. And now she's working on the second offer now. So, and that's all. That was all within a week of her being licensed.
Wow. I mean, that shows the difference coaching and mentoring makes.
Well, we started training her about right when she was still just finishing up her class,
mm-hmm.
and we started her coaching so that she could hit the ground running.
Yeah.
You know, when she got her license, because you know how it is. It's expensive.
Yeah, very.
You know, it's really expensive to get started, and if you're not going to hit it and go, 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 you're just going to get bogged down in gas money and advertising money and business cards and
board dues.
Right. And your classes and your,
that was always a killer for me when I started.
Right. It gets expensive. So you really need to get a couple of sales pretty quick.
Early. And I mean, just what that does to your confidence going
oh,
forward.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
You know, I didn't have a good first year at all. You know, not even close.
Well,
I was part-time.
I remember that. You were still working
crazy,
at Marquee. You
yep.
were managing Marquee.
Yep, I had the crazy hours there.
Right.
Which is kind of what led me to pursue real estate, you know.
Yeah. Go figure. It's something with saner hours.
Yeah. Yep. It was a nice day, pretty similar to today, you know, not too
yeah.
hot, but not chilly. And I was with my family walking around the neighborhood, and how nice it was to be able to walk around with my family and not be working a crazy hour. It must have been an odd day off or something, or I had a night off. And I saw a real estate sign, and I was always kind of into sales growing up. You know, I had the marketing background, stuff like that. And I saw a sign, which you technically were part of, because it was the J. Grow Group.
Oh, Coldwell was
Banker.
It? Yeah.
Yeah. And it was in my neighborhood. And I was like, you know what? I think I could do real estate.
Well, why the hell didn't you just join us? We would have trained you up right and got you going good.
The plan always was to go there when I started and got my license. However, the office manager was on vacation the day I got my license. So I never got to interview. And then once I got my license, you know,
you
I
wanted
was,
to go.
Just too impatient. You know, so I rushed into it. I interviewed at a few and just kind of went into what I felt was the best one out of those. But the intent always was actually to go there. I mean, their sign is the
you
one
would have
I
been
saw.
A great, yeah, you would have been a great fit.
Yeah. You know, and that, I ended up with Jay anyways, eventually for a bit there. Yeah. And, you know, I still talk to him a lot. He was very helpful when I was trying to decide whether opening my own brokerage. Actually,
Jay's phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing I love about Jay, I've got to get Jay in here. I got to talk him into this. The thing I love about Jay is he's not afraid to share, you know, and that's kind of what, I mean, he taught me a lot of that because, you know, I mean, he pretty much brought me into real estate and taught me everything. But, that's what I like about him is, and that's, I took that from him, because if someone stops me and says, hey, I've got a problem with this, or do you know, I'm going to find out if I don't know. But if I know, I'm going to stop and I'm going to tell you and I'm going to talk with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know that personally. And,
yeah.
Or if, you know, you need help with something, you know, I'm going to go show the house for you or whatever. I mean, we've done that 100 times. Well, you were on vacation.
Yep.
When, you know, and she was like, you know, Billy's my agent, but I said, well, I'll show it to you, but I won't write it for you.
Yep.
Well, all right, I'll write it for you, but I'm signing Billy's name.
Yep. And you don't get that, you know, everywhere. And that's something pretty unique.
Yeah. Well, I had an agent call me from another company last week, actually, was looking with his kid for a house and having some trouble. So was like, hey, do you mind just talking with her? Because, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, I don't. I'm happy to.
Yeah.
But it feels good when, you know, somebody from even another company reaches out and
knows
that they can ask you for help, and you're not going to be like,
yep.
What are you asking me for?
Yeah.
Find out yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I was in the process of deciding whether to do the brokerage, I reached out to Jay because he had done it. You know, he was, you know, and we're not that far off in age. So I just wanted kind of his input. And he was one of the reasons that I did pursue it. He was very motivational about it and encouraging and saying, you know, you'd be crazy not to.
Right.
You know,
well, he'll tell you the bad, but he'll also tell you the good. Yeah.
And just getting the help, you know, for the most part, it's a pretty good community. Most people are help. Anytime someone asks me for help, I help them. I still get calls from our former place of agents there, and anytime they have a question, I help them. And, you know, I've done transactions where the other realtor will say admittedly, hey, I'm new, I'm still kind of learning the ropes, I need you to take the reins.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with that at all.
And but I love when they do that, though, because, well, I mean, you know, if they're new anyways, but I do love when they do that, because that means their broker is telling them, look, most agents that you deal with are going to help you. Just let them know that you need help or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, and that's saying that it's coming down from the brokerage level, the training, which is great.
Yeah. And it's good that they give you a heads up. You know, so instead of
so
getting
you know
surprises,
you have to instead of thinking that they're going to know, okay, your inspection's in 10 days, that means in 8 days we can find out why the hell we don't have the inspection or whatever.
Because when you know it's the little things that you miss, you know, you got the big stuff ingrained in you from the course and all that, but then it's little things, like even something as little as, okay, you're closing in a week, make sure you tell your buyers to call National Grid and the water company, you know, little things like that get overlooked.
Well, I kind of think that the course teaches you how to stay out of jail.
that's actually a good way to do it.
And then everything else, I mean, to actually physically write a contract, they don't teach you, because you know it's different throughout the state. It's different county to county.
Yes.
It's, you know, They don't teach you, you know, a lot of the things that you physically need day to day as a realtor. They just say, hey, don't discriminate, you know, this, that, the other thing, and you'll stay out of jail.
Yeah.
Go learn.
Absolutely right.
You know, it's basically exactly a license to learn. It's not a, I don't think it's, you know, a license to practice real estate. I think it's a license to learn real estate.
Yeah.
And then once you learn it through your broker, through supervision, then you can practice it.
Yeah. Like, I had to read through the contract so many times just so I could understand it and then be able to put it in normal human terms, you know, because you get paragraph that it's like six paragraphs long and you could explain
and
it in
says
two sentences
it, yeah it says, you know, something stupid like, all right, you're buying the house for $12,000.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's a, and it's 75 paragraphs. I used to have a cheat. I had a copy that was like, okay, let's see, for the well it's 3 gallons for two hours.
I used to, what I would do is I would pull up contracts from, you know, seasoned realtors where they were on one of the ends of the sales. So when I would fill out that same end, I would look at their contract just to make sure I'm doing it right and kind of proofread.
See, I was lucky. I had Kathy White.
Oh, okay.
I had Kathy White teach me how to write contracts. And when it comes to writing a contract, nobody is better than Kathy. I mean, this thing is like, so, I mean, one of my first contracts, I had a veteran agent call me and say, your people are doing a lead test? And I go, no. She goes, well, you have it checked on the contract. I said, no, I have it checked that the addendum is attached because the addendum's attached. She goes, well, that's only supposed to be checked if you're doing the lead testing. I said, no, according to Kathy White, that needs to be checked if the addendum is attached.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, I don't know about that. I said, well, Kathy tells me that. That's how I'm keeping it.
Right.
So she made a call to her broker and it was correct. And I was like, first call was, Kathy, you made me look good. Oh my God. Because it was like my second or third contract, maybe fourth. But it was like one of my real first ones.
Yeah. I mean, it takes, you got to get a lot under your belt before you're truly comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even today, if you get the ones that you haven't done a lot of, like if I were to get a short sale, which I actually am dealing with one right now. You know, that's kind of one of those where, okay, I haven't done a lot of these, so let's make sure I'm doing everything right, it's a process. I mean, they're all kind of the same, but different. And it's funny how you mentioned the one realtor calling you saying that, because it seems like from agent to agent, broker to broker, they say certain things are different here and there.
Oh, they are, yeah.
And, you know, and like you said, from county, I know Onondaga County, they practically, you know, unofficially require a survey.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then I've sold in Poughkeepsie, Indian Lake. So, I mean, they're really different, extremely different. And so I always say, would you like me to use your contract? If you would, email it to me and I'll use the contract you're comfortable with.
Oh, that's you know, very
because
smart.
You know, it makes your offer more attractive, first of all, because it's not some foreign contract. So if you're competing in an out-of-town area and you're using their contract, they're comfortable with it, and it looks the same to the seller. It's not this oddball among all these offers.
Yeah. That's actually very smart. I've never done any down in Poughkeepsie yet, but Watertown's currently my furthest record.
Right.
But that's a good market.
You'll get somebody who you absolutely fall in love with, and they're going to need you to go to Poughkeepsie, and then you'll sell a house in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
That's how it'll work.
Sounds good.
You know how we are. We get attached.
Yeah.
We really do. So what are you selling now? You want to throw out a couple of your listings that are really good and you need
The two newest listings I got are both sale pending now.
I know. That's how it is. Oh, my gosh.
So I truly, honestly.
Is Thomas still available?
Yes,
that is a gorgeous house.
That one is.
They have what, pool?
Yep.
What is that?
It says address is going to say Stippville.
Right.
It's really more Floyd
than
that. It's in the Thomas Circle development, so they're all newer homes.
Mm-hmm.
This one's listed at 242. Brand new pool, brand new deck around the pool, 5 bedrooms. There's a room that could be an office or a separate
That's incredible.
Family room
on that house.
Yeah, the basement's completely finished. And in comparison, I sold a home in the exact same development last year, right around this time, for $325,000, and we're listed at $242,000.
Well, and then the one I had right next door.
Yes.
Last year, sold pretty well.
Yep. Yep.
What was what, that? That sold think, over $240,000.
Yeah, I think.
I can't believe yours is only $240,000. Yeah. I think they ended up getting $247,000 or something, wasn't it?
Yep, and the one kitty corner to it.
The green one there, right? Yeah.
Which a broker owned.
Yeah, that was
Beckley.
She
owned that. Kim. And that sold for $250,000 as well. So, I mean, the comps are there. And
right.
It's just, you know, and it's a good school district. Holland Patton, a lot of people want Holland Patton. It's just one of those odd ones that can't explain that why it hasn't sold. Quickly.
Yeah, because it's a great house, and it really is priced well.
Yeah.
And I remember when you sold it to them.
Yeah.
They really did a lot of improvements to it in that time.
Yeah.
You know, the deck, the pool, they did a lot of exterior, and I know they did a lot interior, too.
Yeah, you know, that they made it their own, that they painted, you know, all the typical stuff.
Right, lighting and flooring and stuff.
Yep. You know, the laundry room, new garage door opener. It's got one of the biggest lots in that development.
Yeah,
if not
it's
the
huge.
Biggest, it's
well,
got
because
it,
it's
almost
a corner.
An acre. Yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah. So, we're trying to get that one sold. We have a showing scheduled tomorrow. So, fingers crossed that's the one.
Well, if you're looking in the Holland Patton School District at about $242,000, you get a 5-bedroom, 2.5 bath?
Yes.
Two and a half bath on an acre pool.
One of the baths is a master bath, and it has a whirlpool in it.
Yeah, so
with a walk-in closet off the master as well.
Call Billy.
Yes.
He'll get you in.
Absolutely. We'll get you right in.
That's a nice house.
Yeah.
I have one on Oneida Street that I can't seem to
There's always those get, odd yeah. ones. Like last year, which I know you showed it, the one on Lorraine. I couldn't believe that didn't sell
me
within
neither.
Like 2 hours.
Me neither.
It was
and I told
well,
you that, too, and I
was
like,
redone.
And my buyers really didn't have a reason why they didn't love it. They just didn't.
Yeah, it was.
And I was like, all right, well.
I think the only thing that held that one up from selling quick was people would drive by. And when you drive by, all the addition is going back.
That's my Oneida Street.
Yeah, so it's not an addition on the side. So the house looks tiny when you see it on the road.
Yep.
But it was so far back, and it was huge in there. I
That's
mean,
my
Oneida
Street,
you look
too,
at it.
Because it looks like this teeny tiny ranch with a big, huge garage on it.
Yeah.
But what really happens is that teeny tiny ranch goes way back. The whole basement is finished. It's a walkout basement. You've got a full attic above the whole house. Walk up. I can stand up there. I'm almost 6 feet.
Yeah, so if you can stand up there, it's got a lot of headroom.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right? And, I mean, even the garage has a basement.
Wow.
They did not screw around with this house. Everything is done. Beautiful hardwood floors. People do a drive-by. And they say, oh, it's way too small. And I'm like,
without seeing the inside, that's.
I'm like, it's 1,900 square feet, finished, on both levels.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go, that's it's a good amount of square footage. You're talking almost 4,000 square feet, really.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think that one I finally put a rider up that said something like I'm very spacious inside or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
bigger than I look.
It was something along those lines. And then it sold, I think, a week after I put up that rider. So
yeah, I'm going to have to try it.
Difference.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. I've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're probably the same way. A lot of times you will tell people to do drive by, if you're not
Well, because
sure
you want them to know the neighborhood or
exactly.
whatnot.
Exactly. Because that's why I always tell people when I show them a home, I'm like, you could change the house any way you want. You can never change the neighborhood.
No. The location's the location.
Exactly. So a lot of times I will tell people to drive by, especially, during the busy time where, we have to schedule accordingly, and you don't want to waste their time either.
No.
So if they could take the time out, do a drive-by, they might know right away whether they want it. But this is the one scenario that backfires
on
us.
It backfires
on
you.
Yeah. Because usually it works to our favor, but that's the one scenario where it backfires.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. Damn it. So what else do you have? What else is going? I know everything is going pending.
Yeah. Are we allowed to say coming soon's on here? Or no.
Well, or is it within 48 hours?
No. It's probably... It's less than 48 days. I could. I go to sign the listing contract on June 4th.
Oh, okay. So that's not too long.
Yeah, but it's an absolutely gorgeous home. It was featured actually in a Adirondack Bank commercial.
Oh, nice.
For mortgages, so that they picked that home as their model home.
Excellent.
In the commercial, so it's a very good one.
Good.
So hopefully that one could sell and go
I'm
pending
excited.
Quick, too.
So if you know the Adirondack commercial, now you know the house.
Exactly. And Aaron Hamlin has been in the house in the commercial.
Yeah.
If that
I know,
well.
It was just running through my head when you were. I was like, yep, okay, I know that house.
Yep. I actually sold it to the current owners a few years ago. And their husband got an amazing job offer out by DC, and so they have to take it.
Nice.
And good news is, now this beautiful home is available to a different family.
Nice.
And they've done actually a lot to it. It was, baseboard, boiler,
mm-hmm.
but they actually put ductwork in and central air.
Oh, nice.
So, that was a big one. And brand new roof on it. And honestly,
that's big.
If you've seen the house, it didn't even need anything. It was beautiful as is. But you add those two aspects, now you're getting an even better home than what the home they purchased was.
Well, I think everybody always makes some kind of improvement or change, or even if it's a perfect house. Well, there is no perfect house, but
right.
Even if it's perfectly adequate.
Everyone wants to make something their own, no matter what the house looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just hanging up an odd painting or change of paint color, molding and trim. It's always something. They got to make it feel like they made it their own.
Well, I was at my new listing, 101 Clinton Street in Whitesboro, and they just redid the kitchen. It's stunning. Just absolutely gorgeous.
How much is it?
That one's $249.
Okay.
And that kitchen. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to shoot a couple of pictures. She goes, no, wait. And I'm like, okay, what? Because it looked perfect to me. She had her little decorations on the window looking out over the pool and everything. And she goes, my picture isn't up. I'll wait. But it was like, she's not going to live in the house. They did the kitchen just to sell the house.
Oh, okay.
Well, we had it listed last year. And I told her the feedback was going to be the kitchen. But we took a shot.
Is it the brown home?
It's the gray colonial with the two driveways, the double lot, the pool behind.
Is it next to Hartzell?
It's pretty close.
Okay, I think I know which one you're talking about. I drive by it almost every day.
But it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
They really did a great job. So, I don't know, what was I saying? I forgot now. But, so she did the kitchen on that, and she's not even going to live there anymore. We've already got an offer in on another house and everything, but she had to have that picture up before, anything. Because it just made it, that finished the kitchen for her, just putting her touch on it.
Right.
Because everything else the contractor did.
Yeah.
It was just her little thing.
Yeah. I have to take a look at it. I drive by it all the time. I don't think I've even done a showing in it. So
well, what the hell?
I'll have to...
Oh, no, this is
there.
The new one, not 173, not the brown one. This one's down street. That one's above Hartzell. This one is just below Hartzell.
Yeah, the one I'm thinking of is above. Like if you're coming from New Hartford.
That's the one with
down.
The indoor pool. And
yeah.
I love that house, too.
Yeah, I'm shocked it's still there.
We have an offer on it.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. So it won't be there.
No. Gone. I think we sold 18, let's see, it was 15 houses this weekend.
That's
12
awesome.
Of them Saturday.
Wow.
We slacked it on Sunday, but it was Lori's 50th birthday.
Yeah.
So we had, we only sold three, so it was okay.
Yeah.
But it's been crazy, hasn't it?
I mean,
you can't.
Yeah, I'm kind of taking a page out of your book. I have my son kind of being my assistant a little bit so he could learn.
That's good,
like
though.
You had Emily helping you out for a while there with booking appointments.
Billy, I've always told you, no one's going to teach your kid work ethic except for you.
Right.
I mean, that's really the only place they learn it.
Yeah, but he's doing really good. I mean, he's going to be
and
17.
Maybe he'll find a love for it.
Yeah.
Or some aspect of it. Maybe he'll become your photographer, drone videographer.
Right, and I do need one of those.
Right. I mean, you never know where he's going to fall in.
Yeah.
You know, Emily, she was taking my photographs for a while.
Yeah.
You know, I handed her my camera at a listing, and I said, oh, just see what you do. And then I went through and I reshot it, just, and I didn't look at what she had done. And I reshot it, and I go back home, and I'm like, wow. She really was paying attention when I, you know, was explaining how to do it.
Yeah.
Her pictures were actually a little bit better than mine, and I ended up using all of hers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, but I think she's shorter, too.
Yeah.
You know, for someone who's 5'10", I have to squat to get the level.
I have to do the same thing. You know, you always got to get the right angles. Because I have a pretty good camera. And I feel like I could take really good pictures, and I could edit. You know, not edit, because we don't want to alter them. But
no,
make
not
them
alter,
more,
but
more vivid. You
right,
know, stand
right.
out more. You know, give,
yeah,
give
bring
them
up
a little,
lighting,
yeah.
shadows, whatever.
Yep, and I feel I do that really good. It's just very time consuming.
And that's the thing, your time shouldn't be spent there.
Exactly. And so I'm gonna be looking to kind of hire that aspect out, and I'll get someone with a drone. I was gonna buy a drone myself, but I was at the point where I was like, I know I can't keep doing this because it's just so time consuming.
Yeah,
you know,
and it is. And as a broker, you've got your hands full.
Yeah,
you know, you're gonna have other agents to you know keep track of, and the training for brokers and everything else. I mean, it's
yeah.
People
absolutely.
Think it's just an easy job. They don't see all the you know,
yeah.
Oh, you have so much fun. You go put the sign in, take the pictures, and have lunch. And it's like, yeah, that's, yep, yeah, exactly.
We do have fun. There's also the times where you get, you know, a stubborn buyer or seller, you know, on the other end, or sometimes even your own end.
Right.
And you have to, you know, a lot of people's schedules, most people aren't free during the time where it would be most ideal. Most people aren't free, you know, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
No.
It'd be wonderful.
Oh, it would be excellent.
That's where we did most of our showings.
Yeah, but it's evenings, weekends.
Exactly. The reality of it is most people want to do 5:30, 6 o'clock, right when your wife wants to make dinner.
Yeah.
And then on weekends. And it could be tough, you know, trying to balance all that.
Well, I remember, like, when I first started, my phone rang at, and it was probably about 11:45 at, you know, at night. And who the hell is calling you right now? And I said, it's my client. He goes, how rude. And I'm like, babe, she's a CO. She works 3 to 11. She's just getting my email and responding to me now.
Right.
I said, I'm up. I'm going to take it. If I'm up, I'm going to work.
Right. And
you know, but that's her schedule. Mm. She couldn't. She's a corrections officer.
Yeah.
They don't get their phones at the jail, babe.
No.
She couldn't exactly see my message on her lunch break and call me. You know, she had to wait until she was out of her shift, go to her car, get her phone. You know, it is what it is. And that's when she could respond to me.
Yeah. That's why actually my last two closings, exactly the last two, both were correction officers, both of them.
Yeah.
But I always tell people the same as far as contacting me. I don't take my phone to bed. So you're never, ever, ever going to wake me up. You know, if you have an odd question at 3 a.m. and you might forget it, send it the question at 3 a.m. because you're not going to wake me up. You might not get an answer at 3 a.m. You might. You know, who knows, but most likely not.
Yeah.
I have to put my phone on mute, and I just leave it on all night, so that way when I get up in the morning, it's kind of just catch-up time.
My phone is right – oh, my God, I'm terrible, and I should not sleep, but my phone is right next to my
my
bed
sleep?
On my nightstand. No, not really.
Oh,
and if you
do
message me at 3 a.m., I'm probably responding. Whether I wake up to respond or not is another question. Usually the responses make sense.
sleep text.
I do, though. One morning I woke up and I'm like, oh, I have to respond to that email. And I responded to that email. And they were like, you responded to me at like 3:30 this morning. And I'm like, oh, I did? And so I had to go back and read the response, and it was like identical.
Yeah.
Which is funny because it's like, yeah. But you have volume control. You can shut your phone off.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I put it on mute.
Right. I mean, so don't worry about calling us or texting
exactly.
us. Whatever.
Exactly.
We'll get it.
Yeah. Do you have any funny, like, texting the wrong person?
I have a really funny.
I have
a really funny autocorrect. I was texting Barb Goldsmith,
mm-hmm.
and I'm at a stoplight. Boom! I shoot out the message. Hit send. I get to the next stoplight. I look down and I read it, and I'm like, I called her a bitch. And thank God it was Barb because she just responded with her own little word.
Yeah.
And we carried on. But it was like so funny because that was one. And then I had one where I have two Alexises right now.
Mm-hmm.
And like one Alexis is buying the other Alexis's house. And oh my gosh, I get them mixed up all the time. I'll be talking to one thinking I'm talking to the other.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And it's just like, I'll be talking to one mid conversation and I'll be like, oh, shit,
right,
you're not A1, you're A2. Forget that whole thing. Hold on. Let's regroup. This is what I mean. But it's like, it's funny. Mm-hmm. What are yours?
I have, okay. One is an autocorrect coming to me. It was, Sarah Roy.
Yeah.
And is it PG or can I say
no,
what
you
the
can
text
say.
Said? Okay. her seller had a riding lawnmower that he was selling. So she texted me the description to ask if my buyers would want it. And she put that it had, assuming she meant to say 60-inch cut, but it said 60-inch, other C word. so that was...
That's a hell of a...
Yeah, she was very... You know,
oh, I'm
Sarah,
sure mortified.
She, you know, when I replied to it, we both thought it was hilarious. And she was like, oh, you know, now we're going to get tons of buyers if we put this out there. And then I have one where it wasn't the same client's name, Brittany, but I had a client named Brittany and I have a friend named Brittany. And, you know, sometimes if you're already in a text or something, it won't say the last name. It'll just come in.
Yeah, it'll
Brittany.
Just be Brittany.
So, and I don't know why I would have thought it was the other one. I think I was texting this other Brittany. But the message was, how much do I make this check for and who do I make it out to? It was my client, Brittany, who was closing the next day. But I was previously texting the other Brittany. So my reply was, oh, you make it out to William Bassett for $3.5 million. And this was sent to the client, Brittany, not the friend.
Oh, gosh. I hope she had a good sense of humor.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And then I had another where... I was on my way to a showing and I get a text from the client asking, what are you wearing? So I only, you know, reply was like, well, you'll find out in 5 minutes because I'm just about there. But she was going to a wedding later that day and she was texting her mom. But
oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Her fiance at the time, like, thought it was the funniest thing. And
yeah, that's
so
what do you
we got there,
khakis.
Yeah, that's actually what came to mind when you said that you got a call or a client messaged you at midnight and your husband was like, oh, who's that?
Yeah,
you should have said Jake from State Farm. Which is kind of my son's nickname from that girl Brittany that's my wife's best friend.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they've always nicknamed him that because Jake is short for Jacob, so we would call him Jake. And then when you say Jake, just during that time when that
from
commercial
State
was
Farm.
Always on, it's just natural to say from State Farm every time.
That is funny. Mm. He's a cute kid. I didn't realize he was 17 already.
Yeah, just about in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
The 7th, he'll be 17. And he's doing really well as far as, you know, helping me out. Because I told him, I said, you know, I'll pay you out of pocket.
Weekly. W-E-A-K.
Yeah. And, but I told him that even though I'm your dad, it's not my responsibility to wake you up. I go, if you had a job, you would have to set an alarm, get up yourself and be ready.
Right.
Be at the job. So that's what I told him. And first Monday last week, he was up ready to go and even dressed up. So I was pretty shocked.
Nice.
But he keeps saying he looks for a reason to dress up. He loves dressing up.
Well, that's good, though. you know, I mean, that helps.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, I was in a showing, I don't know, it was a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about kids and this and that, and I'm like, yeah, you know, my daughter will be 27 May 29th, and it just stopped dead in my tracks. I'm like, oh my God, 27 years old?
Yeah.
I'm like 35. How the hell is she 27? But yeah. I was like, I don't know where it goes. It's like way fast.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I get everyone shocked when I say the age of my son, or even
well, because you look like
age.
You're 22.
Yeah,
I mean, you do. You have that baby face.
That's why I have to keep the beard.
I know. Yeah, because if you shave, you look 12.
Yeah, everyone thinks I'm a child selling real estate, so I had mm-hmm. to keep the beard. Plus, the wife would divorce me if I lost the beard. So two good reasons to keep it.
Yeah, I tell my husband the same thing.
Yeah,
I don't think he believes me either, but whatever.
Oh, I believe her.
Yeah, 100%, yeah, she means
100%.
It.
That's
it.
I do.
Yeah, you better believe her with the hours you keep.
Yeah.
That's funny, though. So what else should we expect to see from you? You're gonna be growing, right? Oh, wait. I love the ads on Tony.
Oh, thank you.
I do.
That I'm glad people are hearing them besides me, because the radio girl is actually coming, meeting with me on Thursday, so we could decide if we want to continue it. Or
right.
Go a different direction or what? So
no, I think they're great. I like them.
Yeah, I'm actually. If we're gonna keep running it, we're gonna
mix it up a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe.
Change it up a little bit. Of course, change the phone number, because that was before the office was open, so it was always my cell phone number. So now I could actually change that to the office number, which
excellent.
Would be nice. So my son could get the phone call.
Yeah, there you go.
And screen them instead of them all coming directly right to my cell phone.
That'll be nice.
And it's good for the agents. You know, the
yeah to have them
calls
coming
to
the office,
so they could get those.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice.
Other than that, yeah, we're gonna do some recruiting. Big change in like our social media presence, you know, because I'm lacking in that now,
mm-hmm.
which is odd because that's how I built my business.
Right.
And it's not like I've fallen behind on that, an aspect of knowing what I need to do and how to do it. It's just I've devoted so much time in growing the business.
Well, and Facebook did change its algorithms too, so
yeah,
there is a little bit to
you have to make sure you like people's stuff or you fall off their radar. It's a whole thing. So we're gonna start, you know,
it's like a full-time job.
Yeah Even just doing the marketing part of that, you know, and that's when I was at the movie theater and part-time, honestly, the only thing I could really do for real estate, because no one wanted to see a home at 2 in the morning and no seller wanted to show their home at 2 in the morning, other than the calls that you might get from some creepy men in the middle
of
the woods
at
2 in the morning. But most people aren't looking for them, and if not from me anyways.
Right.
So most of my building was just Facebook networking. And that's how I
me
built.
Me too, actually. Yes. Well, and then, I mean, well, you know how my team functions. We function as one unit.
Yeah.
The three of us function as one. So, I mean, I do the social media and all the this kind of stuff and, you know, get us out there that way. Lori is just all the paperwork, you know, the poor thing. We banged out, I think, 15 listing agreements before I came
Plus
over here tonight.
Everybody loves her. So
oh, my God. Well, she was in the medical profession for 29 years, you know. And then Patty, I mean, she's just a machine.
Yep.
I can't even.
She was the first realtor I ever met.
She's phenomenal, isn't she?
Yeah.
She really is.
She was actually, must have been above the curve with Facebook, because it was way back when Facebook first came out.
Yeah.
I remember I got a friend request from her. I was like, who's this realtor requesting me? I don't know anything about real estate, but I accepted her.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I saw like how she grew her career, and, you know, then I kind of used the same tools when I started out. You know, I friend requested everybody. I'm sorry if anyone were like, oh, why is this, you know, 30-year-old man friend requested me and I don't know him.
Because you may want to buy or sell a house.
Exactly. You know, most people didn't care, you know, most people, and if they declined it, I didn't even know, you know, but it grew to over 4,000 followers on Facebook, so
and
it must have worked.
Yeah, that's huge.
You know? And I don't even do that now. Like, I don't send people friend requests, you know. I'll accept friend requests, but I don't really take the time and go through and add, which is what I was doing when I was at the movie theater.
Right. Well, but, I mean, you get to a point where it kind of levels out, you know, and then you just start adding clients and... I probably have about 20 friend requests, and Just right now, I'm not even going to bother going through them because I know 10 of them at least are just fake scam
profiles. Some very, very attractive girl, but you have to be over 18 to accept a friend request. And I got probably about 6 of those in my inbox.
But well, come on. I've got an oil baron. My oil baron trumps your 18-year-old girl. But, I mean... Where do they come up with this shit?
I don't know.
Yeah, some oil baron's tracking me down here in upstate New York.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm that attractive. I don't know. I don't get it. It's stupid.
You won the lotto out in Africa.
Yeah, I've won the lotto out in Africa a lot.
Yeah.
We really should go and just collect our money.
I've never visited Africa or played the lotto in Africa, but somehow I win the lotto about every other month.
Someone called me and told me I won the lotto in Ireland. I might believe them. I played a couple of those.
Maybe you did, but they're not sure.
No, they would have let
me
know.
They're keeping it.
I know, right?
That's too late. Fair money.
Your people left a couple of centuries ago. You're out of here.
Speaking of Ireland, we're huge Disney fanatics. Yeah. Every chance we get a vacation, we always end
it's
up
Disney.
Going back to Disney every time. We consider other places, and then we're like,
"You're
well,
so
it's
boring.
Not Disney."
You are a one-trick pony here.
But it's our happy place.
But you're gonna go to Ireland?
Yeah, we're expanding. My wife wants to go to Turks and Caicos. I think.
Yes.
I'm probably
Turks and Caicos
name,
is gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks it from the pictures she showed me, and she's shown me a lot. So.
Let me know, because you can use my vacation club, and it's like it'll save you a ton of money. It doesn't cost you anything.
Okay.
I don't make anything off it. It's just because I own the club, people can use it.
Yeah.
Use it, because I have to pay for it anyways.
Absolutely. I like saving money.
It's unlimited, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely I'll shoot you something on that.
Yeah, that's one. And then, of course, Ireland's always the one that I say that I want to go to, because I'm Irish.
Gorgeous.
You know. My dad's very Irish.
And
so
honest to God, it was a trip of
a
lifetime.
Yeah?
It was.
I'll have to connect with you before I go, so you give me some pointers and tips. And
go with
the
elders. You're too late. This is their last tour, and it's already booked, and it's full.
I'll have to go there and wing it myself then.
I mean, we did a tour, and I didn't, you know me, I'm not a cruise person. I don't like being at somebody else's mercy. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit of a control freak. Mm. Little bit smidge, but I loved the tour. I did. We saw so many places that we wouldn't have been able to see. You know, we stayed in like I think 5 or 6 different hotels. We went to 2 places every day. It was gorgeous. It was exhausting, but it was, I couldn't imagine taking that trip and not seeing everything again. And it was just beautiful.
Right.
I would do it all over again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's definitely one at the top of our list. Greece is another one.
Oh, yeah.
My wife really wants to go to Greece.
Freaking John
beautiful.
Brown with his damn pictures.
Yeah, he posts the photos.
Oh, my God. He kills me all the time. I'm like, okay, Greece is like at the top of my list now.
Yeah, those are the top 3. Ireland is probably 3 because, you know, you got... 1 and 2 has to be what the wife wants most. And I mean, she's all about
smart
going to
man.
Ireland, but I know those other 2 are the higher priority of the 3.
Yeah.
So
nice.
We're looking at those. And actually, Ben Georgie is kind of pointing me in that direction, because he goes all over
the place. Yeah.
He's got the travel life.
Yep.
But I talked to him, and you know, he goes to Disney as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you don't realize that, because it's assumed that those places would cost 3 times as Disney.
They don't.
But
they're cheaper.
Disney is very expensive. He says, he's like, cheaper to do these
absolutely.
Other vacations.
I was drunk for 11 days in Ireland, shopped my ass off, ate everything in sight, and it was so much cheaper than going to Disney.
Wow.
It was just ridiculous.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm always
Disney's Disney. I mean, you just can't replace Disney.
No, and they have Star Wars Land opening, so
yeah, you know.
So I have to be there for that.
Yeah, you have to be there for that. God forbid.
Yeah,
I love you. I'm so glad you took time to join me tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Especially since my first 2 guests were like sick.
Yeah, well, better that. At least they didn't come in, get stick up the microphone, and then I come in behind them.
Yeah, I know, right? Right. No, that was better. Yeah. So let everybody know where you are now.
Okay. Our office is in Weisbrook, right on Oriskany Boulevard. The address, if you put it into your GPS, it will cost you a lot of gas money, but it is 214 Oriskany Boulevard. Suite number is 5, but you don't really need to know the suite number. You just look up, see the giant sign that says Flash Realty Partners, walk in that door, and then you'll see the sign on the next door and just walk in. And be great to have people stop in, take a look at it. We did a lot of remodeling. You know, the structure of the building is the same, so we didn't do anything against codes.
Right. don't worry, Gary.
Poor Deb Roberts.
Deb's another realtor, and her husband is actually the codes enforcer. She called us the other day because there were three signs.
All three. On the same road.
Right in the same block, like within two houses of each other, really. And so I was like, oh, shit, I'm here. So I fixed our sign. I ran over... Is it JC?
Yep.
I fixed JC's sign.
Like two houses over from mine.
Then there were a couple of neighbors out on the porch, and I know who they are, and so they were breaking my chops. They were like, what are you going to just do all the signs? I said, nah, to hell with Billy. He's an asshole. And they just started laughing. I said, I'm just kidding. I love him. And I went over and did yours, too, but I was like, I'm not going to drive by two of them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Gary's a good guy. He's a good codes enforcer. You know, he's fair and honest, so I'm glad. Well, Phil Husted was, too. Phil just retired, and that's who Gary took over for. So.
I never met him. I met Gary because we had to get the permit for the sign
and
all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the office looks great. You know, we did the trim, ripped up the carpeting, put new floors down.
Nice.
So it looks really nice in there, I think. We got a nice 4K TV right behind the reception desk. It's got our listings and logo and
on
all
a loop.
That on a loop. Yep.
Beautiful.
So
I love that.
It's a little different. We wanted to go with like a modern feel.
Right.
And eventually we wanted like a big office where we built from the ground up.
You start small.
Exactly. You know, you got to make money. You got to spend money to make money, but you also got to make money before you're spending a lot more money.
Well, there really isn't a real estate company in Whitesboro anymore.
Exactly, and it's one of the hottest markets. So even if
you're close to Floyd, Oriskany,
Holland
Patton,
right there.
Yeah,
you know? And I mean,
it is a good location.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Advertising alone, I mean, if there was a billboard on the boulevard, it would probably cost us, you know.
Yeah, just as much.
Exactly.
Because you've got, what, 30,000 to 60,000 traffic count, depending on, you know, the day or the time of the day.
And right,
the traffic count's ridiculous.
Burn Dairy, so people are pumping gas, they could probably see the sign while they're looking out that way.
Well, you're leasing from Dave Allen, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got a little in with the appraisers, hopefully.
Yeah.
At least
Dave, you're not getting an in with Dave.
No.
Dave's tough. There is no in with Dave.
Yeah, but
please. My uncle cleans his pool. I'm still over there painting ceilings because they're chipping paint.
Yeah.
Such a stickler.
Well, hopefully he could slide the quickness of it.
Get the appraisers in there.
Go down.
Look,
one door.
I see your next door. You're not doing anything. Go.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. All right, so stop in and see Billy. Or if you need anything for real estate.
If I'm not there, it might be my son there.
Yeah.
I give him a reason to dress up.
Little Billy.
Yep. That actually used
little
to be
Jake from
State
Farm.
Yep. We'll get him a red polo.
Khakis.
And khakis.
It'll be perfect.
Yep. He won't call you at 11 at night, though.
He can as long as
Addie's
he's...
Clients.
Hey.
Call her at 11 at night.
If he's selling something, he can call it whatever time he wants.
All right.
I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. And be sure to support our sponsors. Have a great night. Bye. The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
When it's your hard-earned money on the line that you are investing into a home, it makes sense to choose a proven professional to assist you in making one of the biggest investments you may ever make. Josh's dedication of over 20 years to the home construction industry allows him to bring knowledge and experience to your doorstep. That means you can feel confident and comfortable with his service to you. Past clients love his attention to detail and thorough written reports. By allowing priceless inspections to help you make a well-informed decision concerning your property, you will find that a quality inspection is priceless. Follow Priceless Inspections on Facebook or call 315-525-8725.
Hi, this is attorney Nick Passalacqua. The team of attorneys I have assembled at Passalacqua & Associates has been carefully hand-picked to include the best trial attorneys in the particular areas of the law that we practice. Have you been charged with DWI or any other crime? Members of our team include former assistant district attorneys, now fighting to protect your rights 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have you or someone you love been seriously injured in a motor vehicle accident? Members of the team at Passalacqua & Associates include former insurance defense attorneys, now fighting to ensure that you get every penny you're entitled to. If you need legal help quick, don't waste your time or money calling anyone else. Remember, for legal help quick, you better call Nick and the team at Passalacqua & Associates, 315-500-NICK or 315-500-6425, or visit cnytriallaw.com today.